صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It's mentioned in Bukhari Sheet, once that if had it rained for a long time,
Jee.
And it was Jummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing the khutbah of Jummah. Once the Sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it hasn't rained, it's been so long, ask Allah for rain. So he didn't, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say, well, you ask Allah for rain, why you coming to me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he raised his hands, he asked Allah for, he done the dua, and it, the clouds appeared,
subhanallah,
and it started to rain. It rained for a whole week, all the week it rained. Next Jummah came, the Sahabi, that same Sahabi came back. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been raining all week. It's raining all week. Now we are afraid that this rain might cause us damage, might cause nuksan to us. Ya Rasulullah, it's too much rain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again raised his hands. Ya Allah, he done like this, a circle. And he made dua, Ya Allah, made the rain continue in our surroundings, but not upon us.
Subhanallah.
It's mentioned that the clouds disappeared and it started raining on the outskirts of Medina, but it did not rain upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions in Medina Sharif. Dua is, this is asking for rain, where did they go? To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the aqidah, the yaqeen, the love, the belief of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan for asking from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they knew that who is the real helper? Help came from Allah. But by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dua, this would be get done more quicker and more beautifully by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, you've heard a beautiful account regarding the rain, and any issue they used to have, they would go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another beautiful narration is in Bukhari Sharif. It is mentioned in Bukhari volume 3 page 5152, hadith 4101, that it is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam satisfied the appetite of the entire army with a little food. Complete army's appetite was satisfied by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the mu'jiza of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. It was a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But when Sahaba Kiram were in need of food, subhanallah, dear respected viewers of Madani channel, they were helped. Allahu Ghani. And further, it is mentioned Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has also narrated this hadith that he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam quenched the thirst of 70 blessed companions with one bowl of milk. Just one bowl of milk, Allahu Akbar, and 70 Sahaba-e Kiram, they were satisfied and their thirst was quenched. This is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And whenever Sahaba-e Kiram, they needed